This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Port O'Connor way and let's strike up a conversation with Lynn Smith. That's kind of hard to do sometimes. Captain Lynn Smith, what's up, buddy?
Kind of hard to get a conversation.
Yes. He was a quiet man.
Oh, yeah. You know, I kind of put the boat up, boy, for the holidays, man. Tell you what, I put the boat up and
y'all stacked. You got them stacked deep down there this weekend.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it. It happens. It happens. Yeah, they start showing up. The highway gets pretty busy.
I bet
they start. Yeah, buddy, they start showing up. But I turn it over to them, man, on the holidays.
I don't blame you. Hey,
it gets crazy, doesn't it? Oh,
does.
My goodness.
It really does.
It gets crazy. Yeah, I just start waiting to hear the ambulance start running. You know?
Oh, boy. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. It's crazy. No, it's kind of still and quiet out there this morning. Kind of sultry, you know?
Yeah.
Humidity is kind of thick. Cut it with a knife out there.
Yes, we've got a northeast wind up here this morning. It felt a little different. I was showing 77 degrees on my truck. I'm going, man, hey, it's better than 84 and 85.
Yeah. Well, fishing might not be too bad this morning, but if you keep from getting run over, yeah. You know.
Well, it looks like, the rain's not going to affect y'all. There's not anything out in the Gulf in front of you at this time. Everything's kind of in front of Freeport and Galveston right now.
Yeah, I know it. But no telling what will happen when that sun gets up.
That's so true. Yeah, I know.
Things will start popping. Yeah. That's the bad thing. Get out there and get caught in something. You know, that's what I always kind of I'm leery of. I wouldn't want to run too far, but you got to be leery of that.
I guess all that rain I'm seeing in the top of the state, I guess that's that actual front line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it stretches all the way across, you know, from Waco to below Tyler, and everything's kind of, the heavy stuff's kind of headed towards Sam Rayburn and Toledo Bend, so.
Yeah. That front's kind of stalled a little bit.
Yeah. It's early.
Yep. Yep.
But dove season opens tomorrow, so probably somebody that's loaded up with birds, and they'll get a bunch of rain out of this, and we all know what that does. That'll run them out.
Never fails, does it?
Never fails.
That's right. Boy, isn't that funny? It happens every year.
I know.
Every year. But, you know, there's just, I haven't seen any birds, down here.
Right.
I mean, they're just not around. You know, normally you just see the wires lined with them, and it's just not happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're just not here yet. But,
Well, that's bird hunting. You know, you hear it, you know, a lot of people have them when other people don't have anything at all. Not even huntable numbers.
I know it. Yeah, I talked to a buddy of mine that's, you know, normally out around El Campo in that area. Yeah, they'll have a lot of birds, but I haven't heard much about that either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows? But it's going to happen sooner or later. Yeah, I wouldn't put your shotgun up yet.
No. It's just now time to break it out.
Nah, I guarantee you. Yeah, buddy.
It'll be a long year.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Boy, this summer flew by, didn't it?
Well, I mean, the older you get, the faster it does, too.
I know.
And, oh, man.
Well, maybe it'll slow down when hunting season gets here. Time will go by slower.
Boy, it does. Hunting season does go pretty fast.
I know. Just about everybody I know is at their leases, you know, working this weekend. Getting all work done for bird season and, you know, just staying on top of things, keeping feeders full the whole nine yards, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, old friend of mine has developed a new feeder, and I think he's going to do good with this. This is kind of interesting. And I don't know if you've seen on Facebook, he's advertised it a little bit on Facebook.
Right.
A new invention, but a long pipe. Have you seen that where it's a long pipe and it's full of corn and then.
It's called a pig pipe?
I think it did. I think that's what it is. And then during the day, it's open. And then toward nighttime, it closes up. Have you seen that?
No, I hadn't seen that. I saw some videos on a pig pipe, you know, to keep the cows from tearing up your feeders and everything. And it just lays on the ground, and it's got, you know, perforated holes in it. And it makes the deer and the pigs work to get the corn out of there, but the cows won't mess with it. You know, like they do a regular stand-up feeder. Yeah, this is different.
This is different. It's open and has the corn in and everything, and then toward the night, getting a certain time, you can set it for different times and everything, and then all of a sudden it rotates. And closes up at a certain time. You can set the times, and won't allow anything to get in to eat the corn.
Huh. Well, that's a good idea. Keeps your deer from eating during the night.
Exactly. And I think he's got a pretty good idea there. It's like a feed trough, but it closes up.
Yeah.
So, pretty good idea.
That's pretty cool.
You
don't know the name of it?
Well, he's out of El Campo. It's Lamco.
Lamco that makes it? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think he's got a good idea. It's Melvin Rasmussen is the guy that has got this idea.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. And he was my neighbor down here in Port O'Connor. Had a house down here, and I saw he's posted it a couple of times on the internet, and pretty interesting.
Well, that'll keep those nocturnal deer from being nocturnal, you know, because look at everybody's game cams. The big ones always show up at night on the feeders.
Well, and the pigs, too.
And the hogs, yeah. Make them come out during the daylight hours where you can shoot them.
That's right. So he might have something going there.
Might be.
He really might. Yeah.
Get him used to feeding during the daytime instead of all night long and then laying up during the day.
Mm-hmm. So he might have something going there. Yeah, he really might. So,
well, you know, something I've noticed over here my way, you know, we used to not have very many piers over on that east shoreline or down the west shoreline, and, you know, everybody lights them up at night, and those fish that live in those areas, they'll feed all night long, and during the day, you're just wasting your time fishing those areas because you can't get them going because they're accustomed to feeding at night on, you know, on those bait fish under the lights, and they just nocturnal, man.
Well, now that you say that, I mean, you know, everybody's got their lights on those piers. You know, going down the intercoastal, every pier is lit up.
Right.
You know, everybody's got a green light on their pier, you know. I mean, they're all lit up.
Right.
I mean, I've got to where, you know, I'll go to, you know, launch a boat or something. If I'm sitting there waiting on customers, heck, I grab a rod, you know, and I sit there and catch fish right around the docks waiting on customers.
Right.
shoot, those fish are, I mean, they're popping, boy, all around you. I mean, they're feeding like crazy. Just every night, every morning, regardless of the feed times, you know.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, they're feeding like crazy all night long around those docks. And, I mean, it's not a bad idea to just get out and drop your trolling motor and work the docks in the morning before you really take off and go where you want to go. I mean, you see the redfish, too. I mean, the reds are working those docks like crazy. I remember it was one night, this buddy of mine, I went over to Ron Elkins, I went over to his house, and we were going to have dinner and everything, he had a condo here, and it was like three-story condo, and he said, well, let me show you something, and we went up on his third floor, and we looked down, he had his green light down. This was, gosh, I mean, 20 years ago.
Right.
And we looked down on his green light, he had his green light on, and you could see a school of redfish were just almost putting out the light. I mean, you couldn't even hardly see the light because
there
were
so many of them, they were blocking the green light out.
We put a soft plastic on. He said, we're going to see how high up you can get a redfish. And we drop it down and hook a redfish. They weren't that big. And you'd hook them and then see how high up you could get. You know, we didn't have a barb on the hook. And you'd hook one and get them up and see if you could get them to the third floor. You know, it was funny. But it was all good. But they put the light out. There were so many fish hovering over that light.
That's a lot of them. That's a lot of fish.
That is a lot. But it was redfish and triple tails over that light. Oh, it was crazy.
Well, I've seen a lot of triple tail caught this year. Some big ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. There have been.
You know, that's becoming more popular, you know, more popular sport.
More anglers, it is.
You know, going after triple tail in the summer months.
Well, that's a super table fare, I guarantee you that.
Yes, it is. And, boy, there's some fighting fish.
Boy, I mean.
They look sluggish and slow and all that when they're laying over on their side till they take a bait. And, buddy, you know, there's some drag rippers. Fun to catch.
You better know it. Well, that's a heavy fish. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They got a strong tail, boy. They're tough. And you hook one, especially if you're around a structure, if you're around a platform or a buoy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Once you hook him, you've got to get him away from it, you know. So, you know, if I got a customer and he hooks one, I've got to get him away from that structure pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, they'll go right back in it.
They will.
We all know what barnacles do to braided line and mono line.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a razor
blade. You better know it.
Just snip it.
You better know it.
So, all right, well,
anyway,
let me snip this break out real quick, and I'll come right back at you, Lynn. Hang on, buddy.
All righty.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back.
Yeah, I talked to that ranch manager yesterday down there in George West. And you're talking about how hot it was, you know. He said it was 108 degrees down there on the ranch. And I said, what are you doing? He said, well, believe it or not, he said, I'm putting out some corn. And he said, one of the guys that has the lease was coming down. He wanted to wanted to hunt some pigs. I said, you got to be kidding me. In this heat? He went, yeah. He said, this guy said he wanted to hunt some pigs. I said, did you explain to him that we're still in the heat of the summer? He said, yeah. He said, he doesn't understand. I said, no. Obviously, and it brought back memories, man. I was down there one year, and we were filling feeders, and I'll never forget this. We put some corn out in a trap, a pig trap.
Yeah.
And I said I'd like to just maybe catch a pig and bring a pig home, and so put corn in a trap, and we were gonna fill some feeders the next morning. And so we started real early in the morning when it was cooler, and we went over and we were filling feeders, and I said, I'm going to run by and check that trap. Well, I ran by there, and there was a little young pig in this trap, perfect size. I mean, perfect. And he was probably 20 or 30 pounds. And I said, oh, my goodness. And so I ran back to that ranch manager. He was at another feeder, filling this feeder. And I said, man, there's a young pig in that trap. And I didn't even bring a pistol with me. And I said, let me go run back to the ranch house, grab my pistol, and come back, and I'll get that pig. I'll grab a cooler because it's so hot. I'm going to go ahead and dress that pig out and put him on ice. He said, okay. Because it was just blistering hot.
Yeah.
And you know what? This was like 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30. I went back to that pig trap, and that pig was dead in that trap from the heat.
Man.
He had died from the heat. I couldn't believe it. That's how hot it was.
Yeah.
It is crazy. So, you know, it.
Yeah, if you shoot something in this kind of weather, you better field dress that immediately.
I mean, you better know it.
Practically spoiled before it hits the ground. It's so hot.
I'm telling you.
You know, Blaine was telling me, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, they went down there and filled feeders, and it was like 116 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Oh, it's just brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. I mean, you know, you're wearing a T-shirt and shorts and snake boots, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, just brutal. Man, you know, a buddy of mine, they were working on deer stands, and they had a stand that had blown over during a storm. Mm. And they were going to right this stand. They were going to lift it up. And when they lifted the stand, they raised it up. They raised it up. There were three rattlesnakes laying under the stand. Three of them. And luckily, you know, they had snake boots on. And one of the guys, when the stand lifted, the snake boot, the snake struck his boots.
Oh.
Hit him on the boot. But, you can't be too careful.
No, you
when
can't.
You're down there. You just can't be too careful.
Anything that's been laying on the ground, you go to lift it up, you better be on full alert.
You better know it.
Especially like old barn tin and stuff like that. Hey, those snakes get up under there big time.
You better know it.
Cover.
You better know it. Yeah. I came home one day, came back to Port O'Connor, and pulled in the underneath my house, and my neighbor walked over, and he said, "Man, let me show you what I killed in my backyard." And he'd killed one of the biggest coral snakes I'd ever seen.
Ooh, a coral snake. Man.
Yeah. One of the biggest ones I'd ever seen. And I said, man, oh, man. That was a surprise.
Their venom's unbelievable. They're like, they're in the cobra family, I think, aren't they?
That I don't know, but I mean, it's not good. I killed a big one up in East Texas one time while I was squirrel hunting up around Jasper. And I saw a squirrel run out on a limb and run back. And I was hunting with my dad. And I just kind of eased over to the tree. And I sat down and had my little 20-gauge, 870. And I just sat down against that tree and had my 20-gauge laying on my lap. And I was looking up at that tree, waiting on that squirrel to come back out. And I heard something to my left, and I looked down, and this coral snake came out right on my left, about 3 feet from me, and he just kind of squirted out from my left, and that was about a 3 footer, and came right by me, and I guarantee you, I stood up, my hands never touched the ground, you know, I mean. The hair on the back of my neck stood straight up.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, man.
They're beautiful, but don't touch them.
No. I blew his head off, and I guarantee he was a good one. And I was in the Boy Scouts back then, and I took that coral snake, and I skinned him out, and I made a hat band out of him. Put him on a belt and made a hat band out of him. I still got it, as a matter of fact.
Really? Cool.
Yep. I still have it.
Man.
Yep. But I'm guaranteeing you don't want to get bit by one of those.
Mm-mm. Not me.
Yeah.
You know, some friends out there on the bay by me, you know, they're about 5 miles north up the road from me. They kill quite a few up there. You know, I've never seen one on my property. Not to say there's not one, but man, that's what you got to be careful about with little kids. They'll see something like that and just pick it up because it's pretty.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. You got to watch the toddlers, man.
Well, when I was in the Boy Scouts, we had taken a group of scouts to Conroe, to a Boy Scout camp up there, and one of the younger scouts that was with us, new scout, man, there was like three of them came walking into camp all excited because they'd caught a snake. And one of them had this coral snake in his hand. And he had that snake about 3 inches back from his head. And that snake was just squirming around, had not bit him or anything. And it was just squirming around, and they were just so happy they'd caught this pretty snake. And my eyes got real big. I said, drop him, drop him. And that kid said, what? Look at this snake. I said, drop him. And he dropped the snake. And I don't know why that snake didn't bite that kid, but he was lucky. He didn't realize how lucky he was.
Man,
he was lucky.
Well, remembered when I was a kid, red and yellow kill a fella, you know, and those bands on them, the red and the yellow bands connect, you know, they meet each other. That's
right.
A bad one.
Red and yellow kill a fella.
Yes.
That's right. Not good. But anyway, yeah, that was not good.
Well, they like eating lizards and stuff like that, like geckos and regular green lizards, tree frogs, all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Well, they got such a small mouth, you know. They do. They don't unhinge like a rattlesnake or something like that. But anyway.
You know, what's the deal with rattlesnakes? They got an extra set of fangs. If they break one off, another one drops into place to replace it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Rattlesnake.
Goes right back in there. Yeah.
Beautiful snake.
Buzzworm.
It'll kill you. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, buzzworms, we call them. Yeah. But, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think probably the biggest one I've ever seen is probably about 18, 20 inches long. I've never seen a 2 or 3 footer. But they do get that big.
Oh, yes, they do.
Don't want to see one.
Yes, they do. No.
Steer clear, man.
Yes, sir.
I will steer clear.
Yes, sir. Yep. Well, as hot as it is, you know, the snakes are out. So.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to be leery of them. So, anyway. But just
especially
go
everybody
fishing.
Down working on these leases this time of year, getting ready.
Yep, that's right. You got to be leery of them. And we got to be careful of where you put your hands, that's for sure.
Especially your hands.
Oh, yeah.
You know, reach up on the shelf or something to grab something, and there's a snake coiled up there and pops you. And they pop the heat. They feel your body temperature.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm leery around my house, man. I'm careful. I try to be careful around here.
Yeah, especially if that morning by the ice machine incident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You hadn't been paying attention, you'd have probably got popped, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
all right.
I killed one of the biggest copperheads I've ever seen. I killed him right there at my ice machine. He was drinking where my drain is on my ice machine.
Right.
He was getting him a good, cool drink of water. Yeah, big copperhead. But, you got to be conscious of they're around. They are around. So you just have to realize that these snakes are definitely around here, so got to be careful. And one of my neighbors is she's scared to death of snakes. And the other day I told her, I said, oh, Peggy, I forgot to tell you. She said, this is about snakes. And I said, yeah. She said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And she just turned around and walked off.
Hey, don't even pull out a rubber snake in front of her, huh?
Oh, no. No, she didn't even want to hear about it.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh, it's funny.
All right. Speaking of popping, let me pop this break. I'll be right back again, buddy. Hang on a second.
Okay. All right,
we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 534. All right, Lynn. We are back.
I was talking to that that manager, the ranch manager, and he said he would like to fill one more management hunt for the ranch, and that's where they can kill one buck, one doe, and all the pigs you want. He can fill one more probably in November. Probably in November, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think in November he's got an opening. But you'd have to call him and find out. But anyway, and that would be coming in on the ranch on a Sunday, and you'd hunt possibly Sunday afternoon, and then Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. and then leave on a Wednesday.
I got you.
And that's what they do, but anyway, they could do that, and so that they try to do that early before the rut, get those deer off the ranch before the rut, and that's
right.
That's what they want to do.
Well, he said, don't contaminate the rest of the herd.
That's right. He said right now, he said the deer he's seeing, he said every doe's got twins.
Yeah,
everyone's got twins. So they've had a good year. They had a lot of rain at the right time. And so there's going to be a lot of deer.
Where's that ranch at? Right out of George West?
It's 18 miles out of George West. Going towards Freer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drive through there a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Off 59.
It's prime. Yep, on 59. It's prime territory. You're talking South Texas, beginning of South Texas, and
yes,
there's some good deer in that area, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, you know, that they've killed some real good deer off that place. I've seen some some really good ones. And, you know, we killed that one deer in 2012. I saw that deer 3 years in a row. And we finally took him that he was the third largest Boone and Crockett buck killed in Texas that year.
Man.
And there was 3 inches difference between him and number one.
Man, that is so close.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, still, though, I mean, what a fine animal.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And, I mean, so much mass and everything. I mean, that's the thing I like. I like that mass, you know, and big old chocolate horns, you know, and just all that mass on them.
Oh, yeah.
And what got me is I knew where he lived. I had seen him 3 years in a row. And then we do the helicopter surveys with the biologist. And I'm riding in that helicopter with the biologist. And every time I'd go over that area where he lived, I was looking for his sheds. And I never saw his sheds. And that surprises you. You know, you know his sheds are in that area. They got to be. And you'd see other sheds from the helicopter. But I never saw him. Never saw his sheds.
Huh.
But, yeah, there was one deer that, you know, we shot that was a drop time buck that we lost. We lost that deer. The ranch manager was with the guy that shot it. And when he shot that deer, the manager called me. He said, "Hey, man, you need to get over here and help us track this deer." I said, "Don't tell me it was a drop time deer." He said, Yeah. And he said, "I got over there. That deer jumped a fence. He jumped two fences, and we still lost that deer. I mean, he went through thick cat claw brush and just, oh, I mean, we tracked that deer. I was bleeding all over, you know.
Well, I bet you
trying
were,
to track
man.
That trying to track that deer, you know. And we had lost the trail. We lost that deer.
Oh,
well,
wow.
five years later, we were doing the survey with the helicopter, and we saw that deer's skull and horns from the helicopter in the brush. And I had my handheld GPS, and I marked it, and I dropped a waypoint on it. And we went back and picked up those horns. And of course, they were chewed up a bunch, but they were still pretty good shape. And called the guy that had shot that deer and told him we had his horns. And he said, "I want them. I want it."
I bet he did.
And, yeah, and we got them to him. But, yeah, when that guy shot the deer, it was incredible. He was sitting there in the stand with the manager, and that was a bad way to shoot a deer. He shot the deer head on, which is a terrible shot.
Location's got to be perfect on a brisket shot like that.
It does, and I don't like that shot. I don't like to do a shot like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he shot the deer head on, and the deer hit the ground. And so he and the ranch manager, they were doing a high five and all that. "All right, man, you got him." And
should it was have thrown another was right one in him.
Yeah, he should have. But it was right up against the fence. It was close to the fence, and they thought they had him. You know, the deer's laying there kicking. And so he told the guy, he said, "Get your rifle out this window, looking down this other sendero." There were a bunch of pigs there where the deer was, and said, "Get your rifle out this window, you'll get a pig, because they're going to come out on this other sendero." And sure enough, he got the rifle out the window, and the pigs came out on this other sendero, running down this other sendero. Well, he popped a pig.
When he did, so it scared all right, that deer, man. I guarantee he jumped up and run off, didn't he?
He probably did. That's what did it. Well, he said, "All right, you got a deer, you got your deer, your drop-time deer, and you got a pig." Well, he gets his camera out of his backpack and all this, and they get all unloaded and everything, and they climb down out of the stand and got his camera out, and they're walking down the road there to take pictures of his deer. They walk up there, and the deer is gone. Completely gone. And you can see where he jumped the fence, and he's nowhere in sight. Well, God. That's when he called me and said, why don't you get over and help us track this deer? Well, it just made you sick, you know.
Yeah, how many dead deer have jumped up and run off, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if I drop a deer, I'll stay, you know, keep my rifle out the window and watch him. And if he moves again, I'll throw another one in him.
Oh, yeah.
Safe measure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've done that a bunch, too. I have, too.
Rather be
I
safe
than sorry. Want to make sure he's down.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you. But, yeah, I mean, you don't want to watch him run off. That's terrible.
No, I had that happen, 4 years ago on a giant 8-point I'd been hunting forever. I thumped him good. He did the old Stony Burk, you know, jumped up and back leg kick and jumped off the Sendera. And we gave him a while, walked down there and walk in where he went in. You can see where he left blood where I popped him. And, he went into the brush, and you can see where he stood there for a while or laid down. There was blood everywhere. I said, man, it can't be far. Well, I was wrong about that one.
Uh-huh.
I guess I hit him too far forward. I don't know. It was a long shot and a high wind. It was probably stupid to take, but I'd have never seen him again if I hadn't taken the shot.
Yeah.
He just, one of those deals, you know, nobody had ever seen that big eight, and he just showed up, and I went for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost a big eight, too. Same way. Same deal.
And this was a huge body deer. His body, he was well over 200 pounds. He was a big deer. He looked like a stallion when he walked out there. And when the horns look that big on a big deer like that, it's a good one.
Oh, you know.
I mean, there's no studying the deer and looking through binoculars, man. That's a gun out the window and boom, you know, that kind of deal.
Oh, sure.
God.
Yeah. Well, the one I lost, I took a shot at him. I tried to shoot him in the neck at about 150 yards, right where his head joins his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, as I was squeezing the trigger, He went to turn and run.
Right.
And just as I was squeezing the trigger, he went to turn and run while I shot. And I jerked the trigger is what happened because he was going to run. And because somebody else shot, I heard the shot. Well, it spooked him. Mm-hmm. And boy, he went to turn and run and I shot and he staggered and everything. And when he staggered, he didn't go down, but he staggered and turned. And when he turned, I could see that I'd hit him in the neck, but I didn't knock him down.
Yeah.
And I didn't knock him down, but he staggered and stumbled. And then he turned and ran. So I he ran in the brush and everything. Well, I got out of the stand and I went down there, and there was a pool of blood there, and there was a trail of blood about 6 inches wide. I said, "Oh man, he won't be 30 feet, you know." And it looked like 6 inches wide, right up the trail, up the hill. And I said, "Oh, he won't be far." And I made
that's what
mistake.
I thought too. Same setup. This sounds like my story.
And I said, shoot, he won't go far, not like this. And I made a mistake, not just sitting around and waiting, but I walked up on him. And I spooked him,
Lord.
And I jumped him. I jumped him. And he jumped up and ran. Well, if I let him lay down, he might have bled out, but he didn't.
He might have had, yeah.
Yeah, but he jumped up and ran. And he jumped two fences and ran across an open field. And I never found that deer. I mean, I finally lost the blood trail. And I went and got two buddies of mine and took them back to where I lost the trail. And they said, oh, you just didn't hit him hard enough. I said, let me take you back to where I shot him. And I took them back there, and their mouths fell open. They said, you got to be kidding me. I said, no, look at this. And they couldn't believe it.
That's the way it was with that deer that I lost. Same thing, man. And, you know, the farther we tracked that deer, his blood droplets kept getting smaller and smaller, about the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah.
Fewer in between. And he jumped a fence and went on another property. And, you know, even Travis, he took his dog. I mean, that deer just, he went to the next ranch and never came back. Sometimes they'll circle back and die where they were shot.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they do.
Oh, man, I was sick. We looked for birds for days, you know, just kept watching, you know, looking for caracaras.
Yeah, that's what you look for.
And never, yeah, it just wasn't meant to be, man. And I still feel bad about that. I hate losing a deer like that.
Oh, any deer.
And it's happened to everybody, you know. It just
Sure. If you hunt long enough, it will.
It will. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
But that crew Blaine's got, you know, between Craig and Travis, I mean, there are some deer tracking machines. And if that deer went down, they'll find it. But they didn't find this one. He just didn't go down. He went to the other ranch.
Well, I always, you know, I consider myself a fair tracker, you know. I've tracked enough deer in my life that I consider myself a pretty good tracker.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, you're going to lose one, you know. It just happens. And I had a customer shot one, you know, but before I could say shoot, I mean, he had already shot. And I was watching a deer with my binoculars, and I didn't even tell the guy to shoot him. He shot. And the deer ran off. And I couldn't even tell how many points this deer had, and the guy shot. And it was getting so dark late in the afternoon, and the deer ran off, and I said, well, we gotta go look for blood. And we climbed down and we were in tripods, and we climbed down and went over there, and sure enough, I found blood, and I could only find blood for about 40 yards or so back into the brush, and lost the blood trail. And I knew it was a big deer. I mean, it had tall horns and big tines, long tines. And so I called the ranch manager. I said, we got to get the dog on this. So he called the dog man and got him out there. Well, by the time he got there, heck, it was about 10 o'clock at night. And so we're standing there around the feed pen. And we put the dog on that trail. And we could hear the dog running that deer, and the same deal, they'll do a circle, you know, they're running a circle, and I looked at the ranch manager, and it was dark, and we can hear that dog, you know, running and barking and howling and everything. I said, that deer's coming back. That deer's making a circle, and that deer's coming back.
They always do. They make that big circle.
That's right. And he looked at me, he said, yeah, he is. He's coming back. And we looked at each other, boy. We climbed over that pen, and we got underneath that protein feeder, and that deer came by us within probably, I guess 30 or 40 feet, about 40 feet from us, and ran by us in the dark, and that dog was hot on his trail, man. And I guarantee, if there'd have been stairs up onto that top of that protein feeder, I'd have been up.
You'd have been on top of it.
Yeah, because that deer had about 13 or 14 inch tines, man. So if we'd have been up there, I guarantee you we'd have been on top of it.
Well, it'd have been a tough way to go get steamrolled by a big old buck like that.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, the guy that owned the dog told us that just about a couple of weeks prior to him bringing his dog down there, he had lost his best dog. Just a few weeks prior to that, a big deer drove like a 14 inch tine through his best dog killed his best dog. Yeah. But it can sure happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, he wasn't real happy. He was still mourning over his best dog.
I bet he was.
Yeah. But anyway, we got that dog that night. When they got to where the deer was, his dog the dog had that deer bayed, and that deer was trying to gore his dog, and they shot the deer. But that deer was backed up against some brush, and that dog was barking at that deer, and they finally shot him. But that deer had big long tines on him. It was a 10-point.
Oh.
It was a nice deer. It was a nice deer, but oh man. But I'll tell you what, that's spooky when a big old deer like that runs by you in the dark, that close.
I bet it is. Oh,
wounded. You know.
That's dangerous spooky. Enough tracking a whitetail. How would you like to be tracking a lion?
Oh gosh, no! I don't think I'd be doing that.
No man, a wounded lion or a leopard. Oh man, I've heard stories about it in Africa.
Oh my goodness!
Bad deal there, buddy.
Oh man, not me, buddy.
Best rule is don't shoot lions and leopards.
No,
leave them be.
No. Yeah, no. I think I told you that one customer of mine shot a big bobcat. That bobcat did a back flip and did a big flip in the air,
mm-hmm.
and then ran in the brush. And I went, oh, great.
Yeah.
I said, now I got to track a cat, a wounded cat. So we climbed out of the stand and went over there and looked in the brush, and you could see that cat laying back in the brush. And I picked up a stick and fixed to walk into that brush, and the customer said, "Is he dead?" I said, "Oh God, I hope he is.
He better
be. When I poke him with his stick, he's gonna be all over us if he isn't."
Boy, I'm telling you, not me, oh, baby. Give me a cane pole, something long.
Oh man, poking big old wounded
cat. Hey, a bobcat will eat you up, man.
Oh, he would. Big old Tom.
Oh yeah,
man. Oh, he'd be all over you. Good grief.
Not for long. Funny.
Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness he was.
Looked like Earl Campbell running through that brush, buddy.
I'm knocking down trees. Yeah. Good grief. Yeah, he'd be all over you.
Oh, well.
Man, I'm passing. Yeah.
Well, Lynn, it's always fun talking to you, brother. If somebody wants to call you about coming down fishing or doing some hunting with you this winter, give them some info how they can reach you and they can get after you.
Yes, sir.
All right,
oh, man.
Buddy.
They give me at 361-935-6833.
All right, brother. Well, Lynn, you have a good Labor Day, and let the crowds thin out and then go fishing again.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to get back on the water, man. Yeah, let them thin out. I think we get these storms out of the way, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get back on the water.
Yeah, I'll hopefully
let the crowd
it's early
thin.
Fall. Let's get some fronts in here.
Yeah.
Knock all this mess out.
Yeah, I've talked to some friends. They said, boy, the teal are really showing up.
Yeah, that's what Bink's been telling me. He's been seeing them for about 3 weeks now, so here we go.
All right, man. Fall is coming.
Yep. Bring it. So, I'm ready. And I know you
I
are, too.
I am too. Yeah, betcha.
Hot weather's
right,
tough on old people.
Oh, I tell you, man. Well, you have a good holiday.
Hey, we're going to do it, Lynn. You do the same, brother. See you, man.
All right, man.
All right, it's Captain Lynn Smith down in Port O'Connor. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.